I'm Steve Norman. Hurricane Florence, which has reached the southeastern U.S. coast and the state of North Carolina, may take days to leave the region. We get more now from AP's Tim McGuire.
Hurricane Florence will batter North and South Carolina into the weekend. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
Surviving this storm will be a test of endurance, teamwork, common sense, and patience.
In North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Mercedes O'Neill says she, her boyfriend Kelly Johnson, and their young daughter are staying put.
We just don't have the money to leave. If we had a little bit of money to leave, we don't have the money to stay gone.
Forecasters fear that the torrential rain through the next several days will cause flooding like what hit Houston during Hurricane Harvey last year. I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump has rejected a study which concludes nearly 3,000 people were killed last year by Hurricane Maria on Puerto Rico, instead contending without evidence the death toll was a Democratic Party claim to block make him look bad. Mr. Trump has praised on Twitter for his handling of the government's recovery operations on Puerto Rico, which came after he told reporters the rescue effort there was an incredible unsung success. Myanmar de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi has defended her country against criticism of last week's conviction of two Reuters journalists on charges of violating the country's laws.
They were not jailed because they were journalists. They were jailed because the court has, sentence has been passed on them because the court has decided that they had broken the Official Secrets Act.
The journalists were investigating the massacre of Rohingya Muslims by police and soldiers. They were sentenced to 7 years in prison. This is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley has accused Russia of seeking to cover up breaches of U.N. sanctions on North Korea. We get that story now from VOA's Steve Miller in Seoul.
Ambassador Haley accused Moscow after diplomats said Russia pressured the independent sanctions monitors to amend a UN Security Council North Korea Sanctions Committee report. A diplomat speaking on the condition of anonymity told Reuters news agency the amended report removed some references to Russians accused of breaching sanctions on North Korea. The Russian mission and the committee chair did not respond to a request for comment. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.
Rival Koreas today opened their first liaison office near the border to facilitate better communications and exchanges. Liaison's office opening came before South Korean leader Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un meet for the third time this year. That's set for next week. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a U.S. bishop accused of sexually harassing adults just ahead of discussing wide-ranging sexual abuse allegations in the American church with U.S. Catholic leaders. That story now from Reuters' Lucy Fielder.
Francis has summoned senior Catholic bishops from around the world to the Vatican in February to work out how the church can protect the young. But the avalanche of allegations keeps coming. Abuse scandals have shaken confidence in the church in the United States, Chile, Australia, and Ireland. Germany is the latest. Der Spiegel magazine reporting Wednesday on a leaked study commissioned by German bishops. It found that more than 1,600 clerics had sexually abused more than 3,600 minors, mostly boys, over a period of 70 years. And it catalogued face-saving cover-ups by the church, which often chose switching the accused to new posts over disciplinary action.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder. One teenager has died in the multiple gas explosions and fires that erupted in three towns that are north of the U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts. Authorities say 12 other people have been injured. The state's governor, Charlie Baker, says the first concern is public safety, and then they'll demand that the gas company explain why all of this happened.
Determining exactly what happened and why and what needs to be done to deal with that. But the focus in the short term is to make sure that we do everything we can to provide shelter for people who need shelter, to provide safety in the communities that have been directly affected by this.
The local gas company said they are decreasing the pressure in the line, saying it would take some time to cut off all service. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
The Voice of America.